So we have to do Mishnah 8, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Ein Ma'ilin Lakuna, Alpi Eidechat. Disagreeing with the opinion in the last Mishnah, says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't elevate someone to the Kahuna with one witness. One witness is not good enough in order to confirm that someone is a Kohen. Amar Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Masa, what is the case? What are we talking about over here? Bimkom Shesh Oren, it's only in a place where there are no contesters. Okay, so that there's nobody contradicting the one witness's testimony. Aval bimkom she'ein orim, but if there are contesters, we don't believe one witness. If there are no contesters, then we would, says Rabbi Elazar, we would believe the one witness. So what he's saying is we do believe one witness, but we don't believe the one witness if there's contesters. If there's like contradictory evidence, then we don't believe the one witness. It has to be one clear witness. I will bimkom she'ein oirin malin lakuna alpi eidechad. If there's no contradictory testimony, then we would elevate someone to the kuna on the basis of one testimony. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel aimer mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasagan. He says ma'alin lakuna alpi eidechad. He says we elevate to the priesthood on the word of one witness, but there's a very particular case that he's talking about that the Gemara, you know, expands out what he means. So what's the case? It's someone whose father we know is definitely a Kohen, and the son, well, there's a rumor going around that the son is born of a divorced woman. So if the son is born from a father who's a Kohen and the mother's a divorcee, so the son is not a Kohen. He loses his kahuna. And then what happens is one witness comes and testifies that he is good, that the mother is not a divorcee, and he is actually a Kohen. So one witness, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, would cancel out a rumor. Right? According to Rabbi Elazar, it wouldn't cancel out a rumor. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, it does. Cancels out a rumor. Two witnesses then come and they testify against him. They say, no, he is a son of a divorced woman and he is unfit for the kohen. So now the two witnesses at this point in time would win, and he's not part of the kuna. And then, lastly, one more witness comes and says, no, he is a kahuna, right? You've got all this contradictory evidence. So, contrary to Shimon ben Gamliel, we believe that last witness. He's joined with the earlier witness, and it's two on two, and we believe the last witness two on two, and he is a kohen. But the two don't have to come together, and that's all the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's not like they have to come together and give their witness, their testimony together. The fact that, you know, that they've both independently testified that he is a kohen would mean that we are able to elevate him to the status of the kohen. Yes.